This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we haven't had our cheesesteak.
No, but we have had bacon. I got bacon.
Wisconsin is bacon, yes.
I got bacon. You didn't. Ha ha.
No, I got some.
You schmooze, you lose.
I stole them. Grabbed them just about out of the frying pan.
Hey, speaking of stealing things, we've got Vic Krause with us this morning.
Wow, I think that's kind of like a implied accusation there, Vic.
Yeah, and I accept full responsibility for the accusation.
Wow, good military background. Mm.
Vic, yesterday was incredible.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh,
it
my. OMG, capital O.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first time ever there was doubt as to which B-29 you were looking at.
No, amazing. It was easy to tell.
Yeah. Because one was matte and one was shiny.
One was shiny. Doc is beautifully polished.
Spectacular, really, isn't it?
Yep. You know, it probably took him a year just to polish the thing up, really, with all that sheet metal there, and she just looks so good.
Perfect. Perfect. What a beautiful job, and what a stunning machine. And in the air, how about it?
Yeah.
How about it in the air? I mean, on the ground, it's imposing, but in the air, oh my.
It just sings.
Sweet.
Very, very. Nice to be here. Real good.
Good to have you, as always. And you brought all your airplanes.
Yeah, I did.
You had like 7 B-25s up there yesterday?
I'm going to tell you right now, on Warbirds Alley are 11 Mitchell bombers. Two or three more are out on the soft surface, out in the grass.
Wow.
And we'll talk a little bit about that just a little bit later. But, I call this going to be Doolittle Day. It's going to be Hornet Heaven. It's going to be Mitchell Mania. It's all about today, really. It's all about B-25s and what's going to happen. And we talked Monday, I think it was, about seminal moments at Oshkosh. And today will occur the seminal moment that'll define Air Venture 2017 and the one that everyone that doesn't and didn't come is going to regret having not seen, experienced, felt. It's and I'll we'll roll that out as
yeah,
we
well,
get
that's
into
the
it.
Teaser.
I was going to say that's the teaser.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm getting the tinglies already just thinking about it.
That's
just
me
the
both.
Third cup of coffee kicking
you
in.
You and me both. Yeah, it's kicking in, that's for
I'm
sure.
I'm telling but. You, you're talking about this, and I'm ready to do the happy dance right now.
Yeah, man. So, no, hey, we were just BSing here a minute before the mic went hot about milestones. Yeah, a lot of them. Normally, there's two or three, like the 75th this or the 42nd that. But this year, I just started realizing as I saw the roster of things coming up that there's a boatload of milestones.
Wait. That should be a plane load. This is aviation.
I'm talking amphib.
Well, we might let you
bring back to Martin
Mars. Just see me wiggle out of that.
Yeah, he's good.
So, yeah, you want me to I can
certainly
pair it off some
Please
of these.
Please alliterate.
Okay, here we go. So the first one on my list was a 13-year, and I know this isn't a major significant thing, but the runners will love to hear this. It's the 13th anniversary of that 5K run.
Wow,
and
I didn't know it was going that
me,
long.
I thought, they've been doing that about 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, 13 for that. Is that incredible or what?
Wow.
Here's one that, I'm sure you'll relate to this. 20-year anniversary for that couch in your waiting room. Sucker is sacked out and the cushion you sink
it's
down.
It's many a guest.
Man, that is a long anniversary. So back to the serious stuff. So how about 25 years Young Eagles program.
Yeah.
25 years. That's a big deal. Kristen Eagles are celebrating their 40th. Don
40?
Christensen,
wow.
4-0. How
wow.
about that? That's a benchmark year. Here's one, and I want to plug these guys because they, in my mind, are the unsung heroes. The emergency aircraft repair guys. It's a whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
I've myself, personally, I can't tell you of a more distressing feeling than to be hundreds or maybe 1,000 miles from home with your pride and joy Warbird and something broke or it's leaking real bad or you can smell and these guys show up with the toolboxes and the roller chests and you're thinking this is going to cost me like about $15,000. Next thing you know, they got you made whole, your bird's running and singing a pretty song, and they just do it for you gratis. It's amazing. Great guys. And they're celebrating their 55th year. So 10 years after Air Venture started,
right.
Or, you know, Oshkosh started, or Rockford, what it was, they kicked in.
Yep.
Wow.
And formed that group of emergency aircraft repair guys. So thanks, you guys. 55 years.
55 years.
That's,
wow.
That's
one
outstanding.
On me. And, of course, our mother organization, EAA, 65 years. Here we are. And here's the big one. And we talked, we're talking about, and we're going to talk more about that seminal moment in 75 years, the anniversary of that daring, bold attack on the Empire of Japan by the Doolittle Raiders, launching those Hornets. On launching
Mitchells.
Those Mitchells off the
off
deck
the
of the Hornet. They stung Japan like Hornets, that's for sure. And here's one, and I'm going to plug them a little. This is kind of, you know me. So, yeah, sponsor, our Hartzell Propeller Company is one of our main primary sponsors for the Adventure Tour Ride, and they're celebrating 100, a century anniversary for Hartzell Propeller, built on honor. So I've given them guys a little bit of a plug. So
that's fantastic.
And you know, I did miss one. I'll throw it out there. It's really not that significant, but this represents the 30th year since the successful completion of my work release program with Winnebago County.
There you go.
Correctional.
Yay.
So that's yeah, so nevertheless, so the B-25s, it's all about Mitchells today. It's going to be a huge deal. And I will say this. I was out there quite early this morning, first light, and to just look at the 11 of these Mitchells staggered on Warbird Alley, south-facing, and just to look at that, and immediately you form the image of what it must have looked exactly like that on the deck of that rolling aircraft carrier. And now, it's just, honestly, it is a spine-tingling sensation just to look at it.
Didn't they have to launch early because spotter plane or something was detected?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh my. Now, think of this. So you're one of the crew members on one of these B-25s that are going to strike Japan. You're planning this mission, what? 6 months, ahead of time?
Yeah.
They had all that time for their imaginations to consider, you know, the implications of what they were about to do. A fighter pilot, it's like, okay, there's guy, you're six. Now your adrenaline kicks in, you're fighting. You ain't thinking about fear anymore. You're fighting for your life, but you don't have the fear factor thing going on. But those guys, they had to have cotton mouth. And that just waking up at night and sweating and thinking, oh, man, you know, I'm going to go see the Lord pretty soon.
Well, you know, I would also like to think that these guys were mad as hell for Pearl Harbor. And they were, you know, they were driven on motivation and revenge because they wanted to kick Hirohito right where it hurt most. And they did. You know, they didn't. Do a lot of...
Right into Tokyo.
Right into Tokyo, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of... You know, like a lot of young guys are, you know, they suppress that fear. I think as you're older, you start really, your imagination kicks in and you start anticipating.
Well, that's why they say war is a young man's business.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. I think it stiffened their resolve, all those emotions you just described.
I'm sure it did.
So, but anyway, here's what I wanted to roll out. Of course, we're going to get a little bit of precip, and we're hoping that maybe the lake effect of Winnebago or this lake out here, what is it?
Lake Winnebago.
Winnebago it was. So sometimes
this
it has...
This is the guy that's lived here all his life? Tell
me about it. I'm a Lake Michigan guy. Come on, I'm right. Down south. So I'm hoping that it does a little of that microclimate stuff and maybe ricochets most of that precip off to our north. So we'll see. But nevertheless, all things going in the right direction. For the night air show tonight, they're going to fire up all whatever if they get. No, I think they're full. They got 11 of those ships on Warbird Alley. They're going to light them all up and a power-up taxi out.
Wow.
Brace yourself. They're going to have the wind is going to go up in Appleton about 25, 30 miles an hour just from the prop wash. But if you want to see something, you will never forget and probably never have the chance to ever see again in your whole entire life, to be there when they fire up those B-25s and taxi out for that show. OMG, for sure.
That's tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Wednesday night air show. Here it comes. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, it's definitely a do not miss.
All right, what we got to do is we got to get the two of us out there to start talking and create a microclimate here.
Oh, yeah, there you go. A little hot air flying around.
You know, I did a little research this morning. Actually, Bill Geis, our big kahuna guy up there on the flight line director, he punched in a couple questions on Google and we pulled it up. These birds, B-25s, were manufactured in Inglewood, California, and Kansas City, Kansas, were the two factories that pumped out right around 10,000 of these Mitchell bombers.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
That is. How many of them are left flying?
Well,
and we probably got most of them here, if not all of them.
You know what? If you remember the year going back in the mid-90s when we had 10 or 11 Corsairs here, that was almost the whole fleet in the United States at that time.
Jeez.
I don't think there's a whole lot more 25s in the States than what we've got here.
Yeah, I would believe that.
You know what? I'll bet you dollars to donuts, though. There's somebody got a hangar in an airport somewhere, and they're working on a restoration right now, I'll bet you.
Or there's a barn somewhere just waiting to deliver its treasures.
You know something? You never know. And that's the exciting thing about... Yep. And in the heartland, there's a lot of old-timers that have these things spirited away in a shed somewhere and all dismantled, and you walk in and you go, is that a wing?
Yeah.
Then you start uncovering the tarps, and oh.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for coming in today, Vic, and I think you're coming back again.
You know what? You guys are going to suffer me one more time this week. Yeah, we're going to do one Friday near the end of the week, so I'll be able to give you a recap, too.
Good deal.
Okay. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.